T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Manny Diaz Show. Joe Zagacki with Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Manny Diaz. Canes are coming off a bye week and a big game coming up this week against North Carolina at 3:30. Good to see you, coach. Welcome back from the bye week. And you come back from the bye week, however, without such great news, as you'll be down with without your quarterback now for the rest of the year in De'Aaron King.
Yeah, we knew right after the Michigan State game that we may lose him for the season. He suffered a pretty significant shoulder injury. He had the option right away, just, you know, to have a surgery right then, and Derek wanted to explore every opportunity to try to rehab it and come back and see if he could play. You know, and if it calmed down over a few weeks, would there be some avenue for him to come back? And sought out second opinions. You know, obviously our medical personnel do a great job, and he just wanted to, you know, leave no stone uncovered. And you know, I guess we're 3 or 4 weeks out now and finally came to the realization that, you know, surgery was probably going to be his only answer. He really had no option. So, you know, it gave him some time, I think, to be at peace with it. It's obviously difficult for him personally, for how hard he worked, how much he put in to come back this year, and how important him coming back was to so many of the guys returning. Obviously, the golf he creates for our football team, not just in terms of what he can do on the field, but the impact he has in the locker room off of it. But we are where we are. Tyler Van Dyke is our quarterback. I think we're all excited about that. I think our team knows, based off the evidence of what we saw late in the Virginia game, that he's got some ability to lead us, and so we move on.
Coach, you go De'Aaron King, but you also are without Corey Gaynor. There's two offensive captains. So you talk about the golf. The golf got wider and deeper when you don't have the leadership on the field as well.
Yeah, certainly from a leadership standpoint, you know, De'Aaron for the team, Corey by far the best leader of the offensive line. Corey was a shell of his former self through the first couple of games, and he just knew that he couldn't continue that way. And the hope was that it could be a short-term fix. They found out it was much worse, and again, just such a shame for Corey. I mean, for us as a team, but for Corey, yeah. Like for Derek, you know, you just, these guys, they deserve better. I mean, to quite honestly. So, you know, you talk about losing your best senior, you know, leader offensive lineman, probably losing your best overall offensive lineman in Jalen Rivers. You know, not even talking about Don Chaney's. You know, I mean, there's been some firepower taken off this offense from where we started. So there's some big voids that some other guys need to come step up into.
Starting with, and you mentioned Tyler Van Dyke did some nice things in the second half against Virginia. He's a different kind of quarterback. He's got a big arm, probably not the same kind of runner as Derek, although he did run for the 24-yard touchdown. Almost came out of my shoes on that one. But really, he's a guy that's a drop-back passer, and he can throw the ball, I don't know, if he has unlimited range, but does the offense change?
Yeah, he can rip it. I think that's one of the great things about Rhett Lashley's offense is, you know, if you look at his background, they've had, you know, mobile quarterbacks at Auburn, whether it was Nick Marshall, Cam Newton, those type guys. They've also had more drop back passing guys. You know, he obviously had great success at SMU with Shane Bichel. So, found, you know, that it's an offense that can be catered around the strengths of the quarterback. So, certainly, De'Aaron's mobility provided a lot for us, and not just in called runs, but scrambles. Tyler can run, though, you know, as we saw. I mean, Tyler does have some wheels. Now, he's not going to have the shift and the put a foot in the ground stuff that D'Arc had. But as you mentioned, he's got an arm. He's got a live arm, and it brings the entire field in play. And, you know, we like the way that our wide receivers are developing. So that element of the passing game is still in play for us.
Coach, the news got a little worse too, though. You have Jake Garcia, who's out for an extended period of time. We got a great look at him against Central Connecticut State. But now you have Van Dyke and Risk and Motoka, Risk being a walk-on. So you went from recruited guys to somewhat dealing with a walk-on as a backup.
Yeah, this team's been through a lot now. I mean, it was all really within a week. You know, you find out about D'Arc and then, you know, Jake, and we've got the really positive game against Central Connecticut to get those guys' feet on the ground. And, then we find out the next day that we'll be out Jake here for an extended period of time. So, it's kind of wobbled everybody a little bit, you know, and you just kind of had to quick refocus, you know, especially with a short week. I will say the bye week, I think, has given us a better chance as a team to say, okay, take a deep breath. That was a hell of a September we just went through. Like I said, a lot of, you know, emotional ups and downs mm-hmm. in that month. Let's hit the reset button. Let's look at where we're at right now. Let's regroup and get ready to make a run here in the second half of the season.
Now, part of that regrouping might be you do have some good news. Some guys are going to make their way back, right? Some guys on defense that were out for a game or two or more have an opportunity, it looks like, to get back onto the field.
Yeah, and again, not just really good players, but good leaders. You know, a guy like Amari Carter, you know, we'll get him back. You know, Keontre Smith, you know, we felt so good about, where we were at with Smith, Flag, and Carter through those first couple games. And then, you know, we lost Carter, lost Smith. I thought Wayman Steed and Gilbert Frierson have done well to in their presence, in the lack of their presence. But this is the unit that we wanted to go out there with and the depth that we want to have behind it. Jared Harrison Hunt and Jordan Miller will both return inside. We'll be without Al Blades for unspecified amount of time as he recovers from his surgery. So that does hurt our depth in the secondary and our competition out there at corner. That's football. It's hitting us this year in September. Hopefully we can find a way to stay healthy from here on out. Start being the team that I think we envision we can be.
Coach, you managed the final drive of the Virginia game, in my opinion, almost to perfection. You drain the clock down 5 minutes and 35 seconds. You get in a position to win at home with a kick. And unfortunately, Borregales missed it. How has his psyche been? I know that you've had to work on that. And we will remind people that's what happens when freshmen play.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when kickers kick.
Yeah.
you saw it in the NFL this past weekend. I mean, there was all kinds of, five missed game-winning field goals in the Bengals game. So that happens. And, you know, and that's why our intention was to play for the touchdown, mm-hmm. if that was available. But once the first couple of down and distances went the way that they went, and we don't, you know, we were playing for a kick that we know is in Andy's wheelhouse. You know, that this was not playing for a 47-yarder or something that, you know, where the odds are. I mean, everything comes down to numbers, and we felt good about it. And we really felt good when they called their timeout with 13 left on the play clock. We had a chance to walk off and end the game. And got to keep in mind now, their quarterback leads the nation in passing.
Correct.
So giving them the ball back up by, you know, we couldn't get up by seven, so either up by one or up by, you know, five or six. Either way, they're going to have a chance there based off time. So when they called the timeout, we had a chance to walk it off. I know our team believes in our guy. That being said, I wish we could have executed, you know, first and second down a little bit better, because that, as it turned out, every yard mattered. You talk about 4 inches might be the difference in victory and defeat. Now, there was a ton of other plays in that game that, you know, could have prevented it from coming out of that play, but certainly that's the one that we'll all remember.
Along those lines, do you have to repair your team's psyche? You mentioned tough September and ended with a tough loss. Does it come down to appealing to, listen, start with we'll play from our heart? You're representing the University of Miami. You play from your heart. That gets you going someplace as you started October.
That sounds good. It was probably much. It was much rougher than that. And when I say rougher, I mean what we had to do is we had to turn the heat up and we had to go to work, because the appealing. I mean, we can be on one hand, as I mentioned earlier, we can be sympathetic where this team has had to deal with a lot emotionally through the first 5 weeks, but no one's feeling sorry for them. So. We had to put them through a very, very difficult week this past week. We're limited because of our injuries in terms of how much banging and hitting you can do. You know, you might used to have one of those weeks back in the day where, you know, we'll get back to this. But we could run, and we ran, and we ran, and we ran, and we ran. And we ran to the point where we wanted to make it uncomfortable. We wanted to make it uncomfortable. We wanted to make people have to do things that they don't want to do. And when you do that, you not only do you reassert your toughness, but you reassert your dedication to the team. There was not going to be a solution by words or rationalization. There was going to be a solution of intention with our bodies that we're willing to go through all of this, then we still have some fight in us. And I think that showed in the fourth quarter of the Virginia game. Mm-hmm. This team's got fight and wants to fight for the guys in the, that they're in the locker room. But we had to rededicate ourselves to that in the bye week, and I thought our guys did a good job with that.
Coach, in the past ball game, you missed some interceptions. You missed an opportunity for some takeaways and cost you points as well. But Corey Flagg came up with a big pick, and I have seen his growth every single week throughout this season.
Yeah, Corey is getting better and better. His confidence is growing as he gets more reps, you know, and gets in there more and more. Like I said, Corey's got good instincts, good short area quickness, you know, his ability to make a play. That was a big time play. The quarterback checked to a slant, and he just read the quarterback's eyes and made a really good play over there. But to your initial point, that's really one of the things that's holding us back right now defensively is we are not making the plays that have been there to be made. And without much difficulty, we could have had 4 or 5 interceptions in that game. And as you mentioned, some on scoring drives that they ended up getting touchdowns on those drives, not to mention the most, you know, crazy one where it goes through our hands and they got a guy laying down that catches it. So an interception for us goes to a touchdown for them. So those are some of the plays and the margins that when we talk about a game not coming down to a kick, that those are the plays. Now they've got some plays too that they could have made, but our defense has got to do a better job of whether it's, you know, we've got a couple times we've got the quarterback dead to rights in the backfield. We've got to get that guy on the ground. Mm-hmm. Those are on third downs, and that's been a thing that's shown up in our first 5 games. And then we've had some interception opportunities. You know, 4 turnovers in 5 games is just not a Miami standard of defense. It's not the way we play around here. And we're getting the opportunities. We're not capitalizing. We got to make our short putts is the way I look at it. We get the ball in our hands. You know, we got to finish.
Coach, to pick up on that, third down has been a bit of an issue getting off the field. Is there one breakdown? Is it simply not making enough plays, or are teams targeting certain things?
Well, what we unpacked it all during the bye. Our numbers, and most people are like this, our numbers on third down and 5 or more are really, really good. Our numbers on third down and 5 or less are really, really poor. Virginia, I think, had 6 third down and 1s and 2s in that game. So the odds, of course, of stopping somebody on third down and 1, and especially now the way people are going on fourth down and 1, aren't in your favor. So much of what creates third down success for an offense or for a defense is what happens on the first 2 downs. We were actually really good on first and 10 in the Virginia game. We weren't great on second down and long. So they had some second down and long plays that got them to 3rd and 2, and that makes third down much easier for the offense to get. So, you know, third down has a lot to do with what the number is after the third and. Our third down and 6-plus numbers are on par with where we want to be. You know, obviously we led the nation a couple years ago, but we got to leverage people into more of those type of down and distances.
Coach, you mentioned Hunt was out and Miller was out against Virginia. That opened the door for Leonard Taylor. Let's talk about him and his development. Joe and I noticed from the box, I mean, what a difference from Central Connecticut to a far greater opponent, Virginia. His game stepped up a notch. And then also let's talk about James Williams.
Yeah. Well, up front, Leonard, he is getting better. The thing I'm proud of, he's doing a good job of being assignment sound, you know, because mm-hmm. it's not just, you know, can you make a play and can you do it? Can you also be solid? You know, everyone can with inside guys. Everyone can always see the player too. You know, and that's important because not all those guys can make those plays. But are also you being assignment sound and solid in your gap responsibility when people don't notice those plays. And he's doing a good job of that. Elijah Roberts is also flashed for a young guy mm-hmm. up front. They're showing up as guys that can make plays during the course of a game. They're getting better and better in that regard. And then you mentioned James in the back end. You know, James done some nice jobs. He did a really nice job on a blitz, pressuring your quarterback. You know, a couple plays that, you know, he's one could have, you know, maybe laid out and got an interception on the first third down of the game, you know, and those are the little things in terms of the nuances of pad level and footwork and those type of things that, you know, at some point in his career, James will close down that 4 inches of space. That's the difference between them catching for a third down, us tipping it to stop a third down, or potentially pick sixing that.
Right.
And what a way to start a game. So, I think that'll happen sooner than later, but that's the fun part of developing these young guys to become the players that we know they can be.
Okay, so Miami and North Carolina coming up on Saturday at 3:30 from Chapel Hill. We'll continue on the Manny Diaz Show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.